everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the alternate captains for the upcoming Sherman Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. It's coming up at the end of the month in Quebec City. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is forward Cole Sherwood of the Flint Firebirds. He picked up 11 points in 3 games last week on the back of 7 goals and 4 assists and was a plus 7. He was a draft choice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, his hometown team. Now the 19-year-old playing in his second career OHL season, picking up some strong point totals with 50 points through 38 games as a member of the Firebirds. Speaking of players putting up big numbers in the Ontario Hockey League, how about Owen Tippett of the Mississauga Steelheads? He came into this weekend's play among the top 5 OHL scorers and tied for the OHL goal-scoring lead with 34 goals alongside Erie's Alex DeBrincat. Tippett, who is now in his second year with the Steelheads, will be part of the Sherman Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that is coming up January 30th in Quebec City. And Tippett and I chatted earlier this week about the Steelheads this season and heading to the Prospects game. With Owen Tippett of the Mississauga Steelheads, and Owen, let's talk about this season. We know the Steelheads got off to a bit of a slow start, but have you found that once you got into, you know, November, December, the guys have really come along and really excited for the second half of the year here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a little losing streak there, but I mean, once we found out what worked, we kind of stuck with it, and it's paid off here, so we're going to keep going.
Did you find it, you know, with a lot of guys being away at camp in the first couple weeks of the season, just sort of threw off the timing to get the start of the year going?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, it obviously helped once they got back. But, I mean, when they were away, we had to juggle things around a little bit and kind of hesitant. But once they got back, we felt we were going to be good.
Tell me about James Richmond taking over as the head coach this year.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, he's helped me. He helped me a little bit last year. But this year, he's done a lot for me and just done video here and there and helped me with the small things. So.
Is he one of those people that almost kind of has that, I'll say, coach, but a little bit of a teacher mentality too?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a teacher of the game, and he's done a lot for me, and I give him a lot of credit, and he's always trying to help each and every one of us to get better individually and as a team. So,
right now, you guys are battling in the Eastern Conference. Does it feel like no matter what happens one night to the next, it's you know, pretty tight with yourselves and Sudbury and just sort of looking around with everybody else in the East?
Yeah, exactly. And if something doesn't go wrong, a period or shift here, we know what works for us. So at the end of the day, we're going to try and get back to that and finish the game hard.
You're heading to the Sherman Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in about a week and a half from now. Is that one of those things that while the Steelheads are your priority, still a very exciting time for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting, and especially to have a teammate there, although he's on the other team, it's going to be a great experience for both of us, and I couldn't be more excited.
Is it one of those where you know this kind of stuff was coming this season and you just try to, you know, control it a little bit, knowing the distractions of the NHL draft versus obviously what's going on in Mississauga?
Yeah, I mean, I knew stuff was coming this summer, but I didn't change my game or do anything different to try and make the game. I mean, I just played my game and I was fortunate enough to make the game, and I couldn't be more excited. If I weren't to make it, I wasn't going to kind of dwell over it and say, oh, well, I should be there or not. But no, I just played my game, and it worked out for me.
Was it making that game one of sort of the check marks, we'll say, of your goals for this season?
Yeah, for sure.
Overall, you know, right now, top 5 in OHL scoring. You've obviously a lot of teammates helping you there, leading the league in goals, tied with Alex DeBrincat there in Erie. Who's been, for people who don't get a chance to see Steelheads games, who's been helping you out there that's really created the chemistry up front?
It's been a little bit of everyone. I mean, I started the year with McLeod and Bastion, and now I'm with Bastion and Watson. But, I mean, it's just with everyone. I mean, we have a great tight-knit group in there, and it's the chemistry throughout the whole lineup is amazing. So it's everyone.
You've played last couple years of minor hockey with the Toronto Red Wings, and I'm sure there were quite the battles in minor hockey, and guys, you know, you see in the OHL, do you find that even now in your second year in the league, the little wink sometimes to guys that now you play against as rivals that you either played with or against in minor hockey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I see someone I played against or play with, it's always nice to play them, and there's always that little extra chip, even though your buddies, you want to give them a hard time on the ice. So it's good.
If you were to sort of evaluate yourself, what sort of things do you want to work on, whether it's the rest of this season, whether it's over the next few years as you look to progress in your career?
Something I really want to work on is just being able to be more reliable in my defensive zone and work on stops and starts all over the ice, just to try and to elevate my game to that next level that I want to.
You find finally that this Mississauga team is building confidence here as we're, mid-January. You've got a couple months to go in the regular season. You guys sort of building up to say, hey, let's get our game together now, and then we can make some noise in the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we did go on that rough skid there, but I mean, once we got out of it, we haven't thought about that. It's completely behind us now, and we're just focusing on our game and playing the way we know how to play.
That was Mississauga Steelheads forward Owen Tippett. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League continue to lead the way. While moving up into the top OHL spot and second overall are the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. They were fourth last week, now second in the country. They are followed by the London Knights, the Erie Otters at number 6, the Windsor Spitfires at 7, and the Owen Sound Attack coming in at the number 10 position. A big week for the Ontario Hockey League with 5 of the top 10 spots in the CHL Top 10 rankings. Speaking of rankings, National Hockey League Central Scouting has released its midterm rankings for the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft. 68 OHL players are ranked for the upcoming draft, which will take place in June in Chicago. For the complete list, visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. There you can also find out more about the Under-18 OHL Priority Selection. It will be for midget AAA players across Ontario who previously were not selected in the OHL Priority Selection. Now, the first edition of the Under-18 Priority Selection will take place on Wednesday, April 12th. You can find out more information at the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.